From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
British police attribute a rise in gun crime in Britain to Jamaican political gangsters. The outgoing and incoming U.S. administrations issue a joint statement on Haiti, and the U.S. revises its travel advisory system. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Reports of increased gun use within Britain's black community has sparked off a new police report into alleged criminal links between Jamaica, New York, and London. Rising figures of gun crimes and even reports of the use of guns at parties first gave the police a hint that there may be more guns in Britain's West Indian community than previously suspected. Yvette Rowe reports.
The police decided to take a closer look. A 21-month survey uncovered a link between Jamaica and gun crime in Britain. Detective Chief Superintendent Robert Chapman of Scotland Yard says criminal gangs have been bringing in Jamaicans as enforcers.
Now, a lot of those people were disaffected political allies, if you like, of the previous elections. I'm not blaming the politicians for this, but somewhere in the system, in the run-up to general elections, gangs of thugs were being armed. But of course, once the election had finished, the gang of thugs that were allegedly supporting the political party that lost would then have nowhere to go. They'd have to leave the island.
Analysis of crime reports and immigration information also showed the police that a deportation was no guarantee that a person would not return to Britain. The link between gun crime and Jamaica is supported by specific cases.
Now, when we had the shooting on Friday night of this young fellow that's just coming from the country, we recognised and, if you like, identified who he was probably working for and what sort of work they were doing. And we established links between Brixton, Clapham, Stoke Newington, Harleston, Jamaica.
The police have used information coming from Jamaica to nail certain Jamaican criminals in Britain. Detective Chief Superintendent Chapman believes further cooperation between Jamaica and Britain will be the key to combating the problem in the future.
We just had a seizure through the courts of £660,000 worth of assets from a drugs dealer. And he had three houses in Jamaica. Now, people know that his poor old mum that lived in that house couldn't possibly afford to support that house. You can identify your drugs dealers by their wealth, if you like. If they're dripping in gold and have got beautiful houses and beautiful cars, and they're spending lavishly on whatever lifestyle that, you know, we know villains do actually have, then we're going to start saying, hang on, this is bad news for us. You know, he might be in England, but at the end of the day, our kids might like the idea and go out there. Have you got young Jamaican children looking for work, looking for a more interesting lifestyle, and suddenly, bang, find the only way they can have all this dripping gold and everything else is to become a criminal. We can't allow that to be encouraged.
But George Ruddock, the editor of the British edition of Jamaica's Gleaner newspaper, disputes that assessment by the British Metropolitan Police. Mr. Ruddock feels that the links between migrating Jamaicans and increasing crime in Britain are tenuous. He told me that the police were focusing their attention in the wrong direction.
I can't see how there's any proof that criminal activity in the UK is associated wholly and solely with Jamaicans. I would tend to think that these sort of activities dealing with drug dealers and possibly gun crimes are likely to be homegrown.
Homegrown from the point of view of Britain?
Yeah. I'm talking about black British, you know, youngsters who are here.
So you're saying that quite possibly within the black community in Britain, there is a growing criminal gang-oriented element which might not necessarily be directly associated with a Jamaican element, meaning back home in Jamaica in the Caribbean.
That's right. What the police official was saying, that he linked it with the political crime in Jamaica, which is like the two political parties, and that the losing party would find that gang members would leave from Jamaica and go to America and eventually end up here in the UK. Now, I don't think there's any solid proof of that. I think that, if anything, the violence, which is starting to come out here, is actually homegrown.
So then, how serious is the problem?
Well, inner city violence is born out of, you know, dilapidated, run-down housing estates, and there's a lot of them around Britain. And a lot of these estates, there is hardly any social amenities which will normally keep youngsters busy, and, you know, the devil finds work for idle hands.
There was also what appeared to be a suggestion that perhaps even within the black community there's knowledge of crime is not being reported to the police, and apparently there's even knowledge of the so-called Jamaica connection as well, and it's not being reported to the police.
Right. Well, I would say people are not going to be cooperative with the police if they find out, even if they give them the information, there is no action taken against it. What I find frightening is that we are seeing a dramatic rise in the black-on-black violence, and I don't think the police are showing as much vigor in investigating these type of crimes as they would if it was a black-on-white situation.
George Roddick of the UK edition of the Jamaica Gleaner. The incoming and outgoing U.S. administrations today issued a joint statement on Haiti. The statement follows discussions aimed at stemming